Robert E. Whitesy joins us for our weekly quarter to wear. What, then, aren't we?
Aye, morena, morena, day, otira, morena, tata.
Good on you, Robert E. Wee Cookie Waititi. Where did you get Wee Cookie from, brother?
Oh, well, Wee Cookie is a name that's been in our whānau for many, many years. So the Tuakana line of the Waititi whānau, his name was Wiremu Cookie. So what they used to tell, you know, they take the nickname Wiremu Wee, and his second name Cookie, and he ended up with Wee Cookie. But there's been some Wee Cookies since that have been named after that tipuna. And so there's Wee Cookie Ka, who was from Rangitukia, was the TV presenter, filmmaker, actor, who was the brother to Hone Ka and Kedi Ka. And then there was the carver, Wee Cookie Kingi, who was also brought up by the Waititi whānau. Also wears my father wears that name as a middle name. He's 82 now. I have it as my middle name, and I gave it to my firstborn son, Wee Cookie. So there's Winston Wee Cookie, Rawiri Wee Cookie, and then my boy who is Tawari Wee Cookie. So we're holding on to that name as the generations go down. Mm.
Ka pai. Are you back at home or are you elsewhere today?
Well, we've been stuck at home for the last couple of days. We've had absolutely shocking weather. Lucky you didn't ring me the other day because I would have had to lie to you, but... We've had no power for near on 48 hours. It's just come on late last night. As we had, the wind is at 120 kilometres. Was absolutely, you know, we've had trees all over the roads. We've had power lines going down. That's on this side. And then on the other side of the Raukumara and the Ngāti Pro Tairawhiti end, there's been a state of emergency with flooding. So she's been peculiar weather. But like I said, waking up on the coast here is always a marvellous day here. Even when your long drop toilet goes flying past your window.
Yeah, we know we're talking with Mecca soon as the MP for Ikaro Rawhiti as well, and we also had some kōrero today from one of the Gisborne councillors, particularly concerned about Uawa. A couple of things. Last time we spoke, the judgment hadn't come through about access to data to allow our people to get more targeted vaccination strategies, but I note too that you were pleased to see some of the gangsters down your way, and I guess most of the gangsters in your hood wear red. I'm not quite sure, maybe you can tell us about that, but they are getting vaccinated, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, well first of all, back to the data, they were absolutely elated about that, but you know, that was the no-brainer. And so it's funny how Pākehā organisations, health organisations, have access to that information, but we have to go to the High Court and take the Ministry of Health to court just to get information around our Māori, Māori data. And so this is why it's so important that the Māori Party continue to push for data sovereignty, where we're able to utilise the data that the government use, or lack of use, because their outcomes are pretty much the same in our health space. They continue to fund an abuser like the DHB who continue to fail our people. And so we've got, the overperformers and the overachievers in this whole pandemic have been Māori haora and whānau ora. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And they have been vaccinating not just Māori, but they're vaccinating everybody. And they've created warm, inviting spaces. And, we're able to, like I said, like you said in the second part of your question with our gang whānau, is that we're able to go and get into the corners of these spaces where no DHB can get to. No DHB has been ever. And so this is the reason why I applaud JT, Te Whānau Waipareira and Whānau Ora, the commissioning agency, for being the matakahi maere, or the small wedge that has split this log in half. Because what it does is it opens up the other agencies and the other government organisations to do the same. We're talking education, we're talking justice, we're talking housing. We need the data to be able to make informed decisions when working with our whānau, to get to those corners that nobody else can reach. It's like the government continue to butter the bread in the middle, but there's no butter on the sides. We're your first biters, and so you have an opportunity to get to the first bite. If you miss that, you've got a pretty yucky sandwich, and it's a very, and that's where our heart to get you whānau. It's just, it gets sour and sour as you get on through that bloody sandwich. So my thing is, allow us the data, allow us the same opportunities as those other agencies, those Pākehā agencies to be able to make a difference with our whānau. One is also with our gang whānau, and you can see, you know, we've been doing this for a long time now, and the government's now finally catching up in terms of putting some resource into this space. But we will continue to get to those hard-to-reach whānau and encourage our people to get vaccinated as they threaten to open up for Christmas. You know, the Prime Minister wants to open up for Christmas. The problem is she's singing the song sheet to Bing Crosby's Christmas song, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, and all the brownies are going to get left behind. And so this is why we're working frantically to get our people vaccinated to ensure we don't get left behind and that we all enjoy a Christmas. But at the moment, all we see is a white Christmas, and that's where we're trying to make a difference.